chance to step outside, but temperature-wise, 71 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express, 301-694-WFMD. And on the phone with us is the President of Board of Education, Brad Young. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Obviously, I'm sure that you've, you know, have been in discussions, and I heard by talking to a parent of a child at Tuscarora that you actually visited Tuscarora yesterday. First of all, I'd like your thoughts, because I'm sure you've seen the videos of the fights that have happened out at Tuscarora, and your thoughts on that, and is there a problem at Tuscarora?
First off, I want to say that I heard from a number of parents about it. I saw the video, and I want to say that we take it extremely serious. The safety of the kids in the school is priority number one. The safety of our staff and the safety of visitors in our school is number one priority. I do want to say that what happened the other day was not a fight. It was an assault. One student assaulted another, and my understanding is that charges are pending in regard to that. But I do not see any systemic problem there at Tuscarora. If you look at the fight data this year, actually, there's many other schools that have had more recorded fights than what they've had there at Tuscarora. I went out personally because I wanted to make sure, number one, that our students and staff felt safe. And certainly walking around, I talked to probably 30, 35 students. They were more upset, I guess, that the school was getting a bad reputation for that, that they like their school. They think they have a great school. They do. But unfortunately, as it's blown up on social media and on the press, it's certainly giving that impression, which doesn't help that school.
Let me ask a question. Here's a couple questions I have, and I don't know if you can confirm this or if you're denying it, that the student that we're talking about that assaulted the other student, I heard came from Heather Ridge, which was a school that people know, a school that has, some disciplinary actions. That's where they go to, and other issues. And I don't know the exact reasons why kids go to Heather Ridge, but they came back out, and somebody said that Tuscarora is the school that people who go to Heather Ridge, when they try to get them back into mainstreaming, back into their schools, regardless of what it is, they go to Tuscarora first. Is there any truth to that?
Well, unfortunately, I cannot speak about the specific student's situation because of their rights that are protected. What I will say is Heather Ridge is a school that we have for students that cannot get along, cannot function in a normal school setting. Tuscarora is not a school that those students are returned to. The intent when a student goes to Heather Ridge is to try to work with them and get them in a situation where they can return to their home school. Tuscarora does have what is called a pyramid program, as does a number of our other high schools, which are for some students that either have issues, disciplinary, or have issues that need special attention. And instead of sending them to schools away in other counties, such as a number of students that we have to send to specialized programs down in Baltimore and other areas, we try to keep them here in Frederick County and keep them in the school. So Tuscarora is not a destination school for students returning from Heather Ridge. The intent is that whatever their home school was, is that they are able to return to that home school when they're ready to go back to a normal school setting.
We're talking with Brad Young, President of the Board of Education. What is the rules of engagement for teachers or staff at any school? Because it seemed like it took a long time for somebody to break up that assault, that the video's going around. But, I mean, are teachers worried about getting hurt themselves? Are they worried about engaging with another student and being, you know, if you throw a kid off of another kid and, you know, they get injured, next thing you know, they're suing? I mean, you know, do teachers, do staff worry about getting engaged? Or what are the rules of engagement that is policy for the Frederick County Public School System?
Our rules of engagement are staff are to keep the students safe, and they are certainly empowered to intervene. That being said, as you mentioned, there are faculty that might be worried about their safety. There are faculty that might be worried about their being sued if something happens in that fight, and so therefore they may not want to get involved. But that being the case, I know I've been in many schools where these situations have happened, and our staff jumps right in. They have their first concern is the safety of our students, and particularly if somebody's being attacked or assaulted, they are going to jump in there and protect them. Our schools are big. There's a lot of people. I've talked to the sheriff. As soon as this happened, I talked to the sheriff. I got off the phone with the sheriff about 15 minutes ago, and always is, sheriff, is everything there being done to make sure students are safe? And what he said to me, he said, Brad, I could have five deputies in that school. If somebody wants to hit somebody, they are going to find somewhere to do that with the sheriff not present. So, again, we cannot have a police state in our schools, but we can do everything we can to make sure that our students are safe, that we work with our students to understand that what happened there is not okay, it's not acceptable, and it's not a norm. And that's what we're doing. And, again, I feel that that's been done at Tuscarora, very comfortable with what's going on there. And, again, the students that I talked to yesterday didn't seem to feel unsafe being there.
Well, I do know from at least one parent, and I know you had a conversation with Kelly, and she said that
I've had a conversation with many parents.
That they didn't feel safe at Tuscarora, and I don't know if that's other schools, but I know that that's becoming the situation there. Are there cameras throughout the school's system,
sure.
You know, yes. Security cameras? Okay, because I didn't know if there was or not.
Security cameras in all the high traffic areas. So in most schools we have security cameras in the cafeteria areas, in the hallways. They're not necessarily in all classrooms, but in all high traffic areas inside and outside the school, we have camera coverage. If there's concerns about additional areas, additional cameras would be added. But I can tell you that in all our schools, we have coverage in the main hallways, cafeterias, and those areas where typically these situations occur.
Brad Young, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. I hate to have these kind of conversations, but I'm glad you're make yourself available. 7:48 at Free Talk 930 WFMD. And with that, I do want to mention that I did reach out to the superintendent of Frederick County Public Schools, Dr. Teresa Alban, to invite her on the program. She did not decline, but scheduling did not work out for her for this morning. We're going to maybe try to hook up a little bit later on today. And I know she's going to be on tomorrow on Mid-Maryland Live. So a lot of these questions can be answered. 7:48 at WFMD is the Morning News Express. Let's get a look at your news, and we'll get a traffic update coming up right after that.